Good morning, Peace Church, and welcome to worship. If you're joining us on YouTube this morning, click on the link in the description below to check in. If you're joining us on Facebook, that link can be found in the comments. No matter how you're joining us, we would love to know that you've worshiped with us this morning. You will also find other helpful links, such as our online giving portal and prayer request submissions. If you are still able, you can continue to send in any contributions through the mail or give electronically by visiting www.peacechurch.org/give. If you know of someone that doesn't have access to a computer, we encourage you to call them and worship with them over the phone. We want to make sure that everyone is still connected during this time when we are urged to stay apart. Lastly, if we can be of any assistance during this time, please don't hesitate to contact the church office. From all of us here at Peace, thank you for joining us this morning. Now let's begin worship with the singing of our opening hymn, Christ is Risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is gracious.
For his mercy endures forever.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
whose mercy has given us new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Without having seen him, we love him and we believe in him,
receiving the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, who through your Son overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate our Lord's resurrection may arise from the death of our sin through the renewal of your Holy Spirit, and may hear and obey your living word of truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. Alleluia. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson this morning comes to us from Psalm chapter 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our first New Testament lesson comes to us this morning from 1 Peter in chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Our second reading for this Sunday comes from the book of Acts. In chapter 5, Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, from Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, we're going to start out a new sermon series as we move into the weeks after Easter. We're going to be focusing on the New Testament readings from Acts. During this series, it's going to be called Caught in the Acts. It'll be an opportunity to see the first century believers living in the grace and hope of the resurrection through the power of the Holy Spirit. This morning, we're looking at Peter and the apostles and their encounter with Gamaliel. As we travel through this series, it may be helpful to put yourself in the context, in the shoes of the first century believers. They were the folks that heard the news of the resurrection and Jesus. And they believed, and they changed the way they did things. The believers in the first century have much in common with us today, as well as much that has changed. Technology, the way we're able to come to you right now, is one of those differences. When I was younger, I remember wanting to experience what it was like to live on the frontier, whether it was in the little house on the prairie or maybe a dog trot house down here in Texas. The life appealed to me at the time, I think, for the slower pace, the greater sense of connection to people and the land. As I've been living for the past few weeks at home, I think I have a greater sense of what it meant to live during those times. We have all been living on the frontier, having a lot of fun together, hopefully, a lot of together time, probably cooking at least a little bit more than you used to, and maybe a lot more. And also, not being able to spend time with people outside of our families. We didn't have the big, awesome Easter service that we normally have every year. We didn't get to have the awesome, wonderful breakfast at church this year with our family and our friends. Instead, we celebrated more quietly with our families. We put on our Sunday best and sang the familiar songs, and then maybe created some new traditions. I believe this helps us to understand the people of the first century church even better than we may have last year or even a couple months ago. There weren't huge gatherings on Easter or even every Sunday. They didn't have the band ready to go. They simply had the best news that had ever come into the world. He is risen. This was the life changer that made such an impact on those Christians that they would now make it a part of everything in their life. We get a view into a world of life where this bold confession of faith that Peter makes in the beginning of our lesson in Acts this morning. You see, Peter and the apostles have been brought before the Jewish ruling council. They have been preaching the gospel for a little while now, and the council is ready to make this stop with the same kind of trials that we experienced last week. The same kind of trial that Jesus faced. Remember that one? The verdict was already set before the trial happened. However, a new character emerges, Gamaliel. Now, he was one of the most respected teachers in the land. He was the teacher of Saul, who would later become Paul. He stands up in this trial to bring some common sense and some reason and to help the apostles. He gives the community a history lesson, reminding the councils that others had already tried to falsely teach, and that nothing had come from their plans. But he says, if, and for him that's a big if, this comes from God, there's nothing, not one thing, that the council can do to stop it. You see, he had great wisdom, as then the council releases the apostles after having them beaten and admonished never to speak about Jesus again. So what do you think happened there? Well, we're here today. We're still celebrating the same news they proclaimed to the council. We're still celebrating that Jesus died for our sins and then rose again on Easter morning for us, to give us the new life and the new hope of the resurrection for you and for me and for everyone in the world. As we celebrate this wonderful news, we also face some of the same challenges
that the first century Christians did. I've been thinking a lot this past week about some of the lessons we've been learning in this last month or so. One of the lessons we've learned is that togetherness and family time is something that is good and important. Another lesson I believe that is being reinforced is that you and I have a distinct need for God's grace. It's pretty easy to have a challenge with a loved one during this time where we don't have the same kind of space that we used to enjoy. I think this time is teaching us an even greater trust and reliance on God and His grace. Another lesson that we've learned is how to do social distancing. This is what we're asked to do during our walks and our times outside of our homes, to maintain space all around us. However, I believe this is also teaching us one of the most important lessons that we can learn from this time. That is, community matters. I've been thinking about the folks who live out in rural America. They have the social distancing down a little more than us who live in the city. It can be days or weeks between the times when they see people, especially if we go back in history a little ways. However, if we think about life on the dirt roads, maybe some of the places where you grew up, community is something that is highly important to them and the families there. It is the gatherings on Sunday for church, the suppers with everyone from the family around the table. It's the phone calls to neighbors and family members to catch up on the latest from each family. Maybe for us today, to stay connected in community, it looks like a smartphone, to call, to video chat, to video conference, to have a sense of community in the absence of physical presence. It is still important for us today to have that connection, that close touch. I believe that's exactly where the first century Christians intersect with us today. You see, they didn't have the physical presence of Jesus anymore. They were likely filled with a bit of anxiety and worry, but they knew that He was still present with them, that the Holy Spirit was there to connect and guide each of their lives. I would guess that many of us have had moments over the past month where we just felt weak, where we felt like we weren't ready to handle the challenge that popped up. Paul reminds us during those times that God's grace is sufficient for us. In our weakness, He is strong. I believe these are the times when we experience God joining into our story the most. When we are at our weakest, we see God shining His brightest. God joins in our stories throughout our lives, but when we are weak, we have a unique place to see this more fully. When we see Peter and the apostles at the end of the trial, where they have received their punishment and admonition, they're not afraid and scared. Instead, they are energized and excited about the opportunity to continue to share the story. They go out day by day in life, whether in the temple, think church building, or house by house, neighbor by neighbor, to share God's grace with everyone who they meet. I don't know if you're excited about the prospects of staying home for a little while longer or not. But I believe we have a great opportunity to live like the first century Christians and to be caught in the acts, to be disciples of Jesus. We have the opportunity to share our hope, our resurrection story, with the people that God has placed in community around us. You see, we're living in a world that is desperately in need of hope and life right now. A world that is desperately in need of hearing that God is there, that God is real, that sweet, sweet sound of the old, old story, Jesus loves me. I have a challenge for you this week. As you go day by day within your house, within your community, get caught in the acts. Share your stories with us. Comment on Facebook, tag Peace Lutheran Church, send us a message so we can share your stories of how you're sharing your faith, your hope, and your joy. We're all in this together. And God encourages us to share that hope and that joy. So get caught in the acts. Tag me too, Pastor Morgan. God bless you. Amen. Let us now confess our faith in our risen Lord. From the words of the Holy Scripture, the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved.
Christ died for our sins, was buried, and was raised to life on the third day according to the Scriptures, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe Jesus is the Christ, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Amen.
Now we take just a few moments to gather our offerings. If you look on the screen right now, there should be a couple of different options to send your offerings in. These offerings are vital to continue to help support peace during this time. We can either have you send by mail your offering in to the office, or if you're able to, by the electronic means, we'll get right to us as well. Thank you.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Good and gracious God, we come to you with thankful hearts for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, into our world to change everything. Lord, that even when everything is stripped down, that we still see your Son, Jesus, radiating out of the tomb with his grace, his mercy, and his love for the entire world, giving us forgiveness of all of our sins and the hope of the resurrection. Lord, help us to live and soak in that grace. Help us to go and get caught in the acts, to share our faith, to live as your disciples this week. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, be with all of the medical providers, the doctors, the nurses, all the technicians that continue to work on the front lines, the first responders. Lord, and take care of them. Keep them safe. Help them to be agents of your healing hands to those in desperate need of your care at this time. Lord, we continue to lift up to you all those in our congregation who are struggling with a variety of diseases and illnesses, with injuries. Lord, that you would continue to provide your healing touch into their lives. Lord, we pray for those who continue to grieve the loss of loved ones. Lord, especially as we have this time alone, which tends to magnify things like grief, send your Holy Spirit to be their comfort and their consolation. Enable us to be your hands, your feet, your ears for those folks, to bring your grace and mercy into their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And good and gracious God, we pray for our government, our local leaders, our national leaders, and Lord, all the leaders throughout the world. Give them wisdom and knowledge as they continue to make difficult decisions every day. Lord, guide them so that they can make the best decisions possible for our people. Lord, to balance and juggle health versus economy versus all the other factors out there. Be their wisdom. Be their guide. Be their vision. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And God, we bring all those things that are on our hearts and our minds and our souls to your throne of grace. Lord, that you would continue to be with all those requests, too many to name, knowing that you ask us to come to your throne of grace, knowing that your Son Jesus is there to intercede for us, and the Holy Spirit fills in those spots where we don't even know the right words to say. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All these things we bring to you, along with the prayers of our community and our world, that you would bring this COVID coronavirus to a quick end through the name and powerful blessing of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
We close our worship service now as we hear the words of benediction. May you go with the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be all glory and praise and might and majesty forever and ever. And all God's people say, Amen.